Grace to you all and peace from God in heaven and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In 1973, an Italian pop singer named Adriano Celentano released an English language song entitled Prison Kali Nensinane See Yous All. I'd like to read now for you some of the lyrics. Would a sang a choose on a hane on a hoozle, ho re maybe get a couple bas dan, chans a baby get a cola wola baby, get de ya bu a cho o a woa. Now if that sounds even harder to follow than the modern pop music on the radio, it's because it is in fact nonsense. Celentano wrote the song to sound phonetically English, but it was in fact pure gibberish. It was a huge international hit, topping charts in Italy, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Germany, because to them, it sounded like an American pop song. It had the rhythm, the vibe, it was vaguely Dylan-esque. It wasn't English, but it rhymed with English in a manner of speaking, and so it somehow transcended national and linguistic barriers. It was meaningless gibberish, yet it somehow struck a chord with millions of people from nations around the world. Would you like me to sing it again? My old basketball coach died recently. His name was Ziggy Calls. His funeral was on Friday. He was a legendary figure. He lived an epic life. Born in Riga, Latvia, in the early 40s, as a boy, he and his family fled the Soviet encroachment. They spent years in a refugee camp in Germany before being resettled in Minnesota because of the sponsorship of a Lutheran church. At one point in the funeral service, his surviving siblings gathered up at the front of the sanctuary and recited the Lord's Prayer in Latvian. It was a profound moment. As you sat there and listened, you realized that while of course you couldn't miraculously somehow suddenly understand Latvian, you still knew exactly what they were saying because you could follow along. I can't speak Latvian, but even if I did a line from the Lord's Prayer in the language the adults speak in Charlie Brown, you could follow along. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. What line was that? What was the last part? What was it? Does anyone get it? Molly said, my wife said this wouldn't work. And I was like, it will absolutely work. And this is just for our marital. Did anyone get it? For thine is the kingdom and the power. And now you're all nodding. Yeah, I'm going to count it. You guys, she's not here. The rhythm of the prayer is so familiar, and the words are engraved so deeply in our hearts that even without those tongues of fire resting on us, we can hear the prayer in our own language. We can understand. The prayer in that moment at the funeral transcended all the worldly divisions that might have existed between us. Because even though we spoke different languages, we were telling the same story, and it was familiar. My experience at the funeral is sort of the opposite of the experience of listening to Celentano's song. In the case of the song, it really feels like you should be able to understand what he's singing. But of course you can't. The words don't mean anything. In the case of the prayer, it sounds so foreign. You'd expect to not be able to understand a word of it. And yet somehow you do, because there is a shared meaning. This is the story of Pentecost. Sometimes people say Pentecost is the reversal or the redemption of the Tower of Babel story, when God took the people who all spoke the same language and scattered them across the globe and scattered their languages into many. But I think that's a mistake to pair these stories, and it's one I'm pretty sure I've made, if we're being honest. Because in Babel, the people go from one language to many, But in Pentecost, we don't return back from our many global languages to one. Instead, the apostles are given the ability to communicate with people from all over the world in their own diverse languages. Pentecost is the story about the power of the gospel to cross any barrier or boundary the world would erect between us. This is a story about a story so powerful and so meaningful that it holds its meaning no matter how many times it's translated. Pentecost is the story of a faith for the whole world, one that can be shared and understood even if we share nothing else, understand nothing else about each other. So the urgent question for us then is this: what story are we telling about Jesus? Is it going to be meaningless gibberish like Celentano's song, or is it going to be solid, substantive, the bread of life? What is the story we want engraved on people's hearts so deeply that they can recognize it in any language? If today someone were to tell you that they love Jesus, what assumptions would go with that for you? If you were to invite someone to church, what story do you imagine they are expecting to hear? One of astonishing, relentless grace and mercy, or one of judgment and anxiety? In the Gospel of John, Jesus tells his closest followers, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, that you love one another." Later, he tells Peter specifically, "If you love me, feed my sheep, care for my sheep." In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus tells someone testing him that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. And remember, he then tells the parable of the Good Samaritan so that we were absolutely sure that there was absolutely no limit on that term. Everyone is your neighbor. When we live lives of joyful love and service to our neighbors from every nation and every faith, we reflect and extend a story of grace so powerful it transcends any barrier. It can be understood by strangers from the other side of the earth, and it makes familiar the proclamation of grace through the story of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. No matter what language we speak, that is a story worth telling with our whole lives, worth hearing, worth believing. Amen.